Welcome to the Fulham on the Udo commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording on December 5th at 6 p.m. British, or Greenwich Mean Time, excuse me. Well, this has been an exciting day in the markets here, particularly for the precious metals. But I'll come to that. Starting off with stock markets, Asia was really very positive in many of the sort of smaller markets. For example, you had Indonesia, big upward dynamic. That's a very much a steepening uptrend. The same with Malaysia and Singapore, also very strong in here today. And we have been talking over the last couple of weeks of the strong possibility of Asia taking over the leadership in global stock markets. And with the way that stock markets are looking right now, that's certainly on track. Very much so, because you haven't had the same type of corrections that you've seen, for example, in the European stock markets and to a lesser extent in the USA. Now, looking at Hong Kong as well, Hong Kong was up 1.29%, 241 points, still below the highs, but looking much more positive. The Nikkei was pretty flat on the day, down 37, so still holding those gains. And now moving into Europe. Europe was a little bit mixed earlier on in the session, but closed really quite strongly. The DAX, the CAC, the IBEX, and the OMX in Sweden were all up over 1%. The FTSE was up 36 points, that's 0.6 of 1%, so looking much stronger in there. The CAC in particular, which has been had been one of the relatively good performers, good move in here, has countermanded the downward dynamic that we saw on Friday. And is looking a bit more positive. Of course, if we were to see further downward dynamics, that would sort of extend the bit of a reaction that we're getting in here. I know that David has shied away from calling this a correction, and I very much agree with him there. This is very much more of a shorter term reaction. But what we are seeing is a little bit more positive action in here, and it's this type of activity that is going to show us where the actual bottom of this reaction is. Again, if we were to see a downward dynamic, that would probably extend it a bit more, but if we get a couple of more days like this, it's really going to put a lot more weight on these late November lows. The USA today is relatively steady. The Dow Jones is up 35, the S&P is up 4, and the Nasdaq Composite up 4 as well. So really steady. A little bit dull. Brazil had an incredible move yesterday. It's up another 1.15% in here today. So that's again another steepening uptrend. Brazil also very strong in here. So we are seeing a bit more strength coming out of these leading stock markets. And it is looking a bit more positive just across the boards for stock markets in here. Of course, we need to be vigilant, and trailing stops would definitely be an advisable course of action with any long positions. Now, looking at the precious metals, because you had this figure come out today, and that was the service industry growth in the US. It unexpectedly accelerated on spending gains, so that means that inflation is not as much of a threat, and the precious metals got hit in here a little bit today. Silver is currently at 1405. The low is at 1402. It's down 19.5 points on the day. Gold is currently down 246. It's at 643.74. It has been as low as 639.45, so it is off the lows, whereas silver is relatively close to those lows. Silver is currently sitting on a key day reversal. If it were to close down here and see some follow through tomorrow, that would possibly cap the gains in the short term, but I wouldn't be at all surprised for it to renew the uptrend at some point over the next couple of weeks. And of course, that is all assuming that it does actually close down here, which is certainly not a foregone conclusion at all. Gold is still struggling to get through the 650 mark, so we can really look at that chart and say that it's consolidating under 650, and it really does look like it's going to break above it at some point. And I would say some point soon. Platinum is looking a little bit ropey. It's down 24.50 right now. It's at 1135 and a half, and it's in need of an upward dynamic. It needs to hold them it needs to hold the gains. It's been very volatile over the last couple of weeks because you've had the speculation about the platinum ETF, which has sort of petered out now, and it needs to, I think, sort itself out. Palladium is up just 5 cents in here, so flat on the day, not very much happening there. I think one of the bigger stories is in copper. Copper is up $7. It's at 324.70 right now, and that is starting to look much more positive. It had rallied a bit off the lows around 300 and consolidated, and now it seems to be breaking up again. So copper starting to look much more positive. Zinc has been up as much as 75, but it's up 45 right now. It's at 4490, or sorry, 4490 up in here today. I'm just pulling up the coffee contract in the US because it was up a lot 2 days ago, down a bit yesterday, and it's been very volatile in here today. So there's a little bit of a war going on between supply and demand, or at least a struggle going on over the last couple of days in the Arabica contract. But the long-term chart there looks really very, very positive, and it's probably one to watch. Now, looking at some of the other contracts, oil is currently up 50 cents. It has been as low as 61.53 and as high as 63.25, so really trading around really rather a lot. There was a bit of a bear raid earlier on in here today after we had that productivity report coming out, and it has regained quite a lot of the losses that it had made. Natural gas is also up three, having been as low as 7.62, and 7.62 earlier on today. It's at 7.84.5 right now. So the fact that oil is up, actually it's up 62, 64 cents right now, that tells us that there's certainly demand in the market below these levels. One of the things that oil hasn't had so far has been a lower low, sorry, excuse me, a higher low, and it may have put that in today. So oil still very much within the support building phase, although on the stronger side of that support building phase, as opposed to the rather tentative support it was building over the last couple of weeks. Of course, if we do see oil moving up to stronger ground, up above that sort of 64, 65 level, holding it, that is going to be positive for gold and will remove a headwind. But gold really quite steady, whereas silver has been a bit overextended, so there is a bit more selling pressure on that, I reckon. Now, there is also, of course, the issue of the dollar. The dollar is relatively steady in here today. It's at the euro's at 133.24, so down just a little bit. It has been weaker than that, so the dollar has been stronger today, but hasn't been able to maintain it. At one point, against the pound, which and the pound was one of the currencies that moved the most, the pound had fallen to 196.79 against the dollar, but it's back up to 197 right now. So again, trading really quite a big range on the day, but it just goes to show us that the dollar was able to make some gains but hasn't been able to hold them. There are still plenty of dollar bears out there, and it really would need a quite a large upper dynamic on the dollar to frighten off some of these bears, and we haven't seen that just yet. Treasuries are down five. It's at 14.14 right now, and the gilts and bunds are relatively quiet in here as well. So we're n the there's nothing really happening in the treasuries. The yields are not rising. That's not going to put a great fear into the equity markets the way things are going right now. But that's pretty much it for me, and thank you very much for your time.